This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, 6 minutes past eight this morning. The Morning Crossfire is upon us. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. And I don't know. I'm really excited. Maybe it's because of the current onslaught by the Rivers State government on the activities of illegal oil refiners, or maybe because the government has just decided to take the fight to the various causes of suit head on. And you would say that's commendable, wouldn't you? Well, just bring us up to speed with some of the things that have been happening with regards to tackling this problem. So a 48 hours ultimatum was given to local government chairmen in the state to provide location and owners of illegal refineries in their areas. The governor speaking even said that the state government would be paying 2 million naira for each location found. Let's listen to the governor.
Every council chairman was going to identify where the illegal refineries are taking place. Every council chairman, you must. If you identify one, 2 million for anyone, identify one. So go and identify as many as you can. I will pay each one to 2 million and I'm ready to fight against this. Our people are dying. We owe our people to protect them, to save them from death that they never cost. So you must. And you are given 48 hours to have gone to identify all those areas. So I've called you here to tell you, it's a total war.
Well, you heard the governor. It's a total war, but not many people see it as, you know, a complete outright fight against crime. For some people, it may be a political witch hunt. In fact, many accusations have come in, especially the most recent from the APC. The APC in this state has said that the clampdown on illegal oil refining activities should not be used as an opportunity to witch hunt political opponents. The spokesperson of the APC, Chris Feinbone, was the one speaking on this particular occasion.
Any attempt to use it for political witch hunting of opponents will backfire and defeat the purpose. That will in itself jeopardize the efforts. No sane person or party will oppose an honest fight against illegal refining. The only caveat is that the fight should be true, it should be honest, and not selective or political. The right time for this fight was like 6 years ago. So sad we had to push this government for 6 years. Imagine pushing a car for 6 years before it starts. But like they say, it's better late than never.
And that's not all. A statement was also put out by the APC in the state where it was saying in that statement how the River State government is behind illegal bunkering and suit in Port Harcourt. Well, very interesting, that statement. Well, we'll be speaking with the state spokesperson of the APC, Chris Feinbone, is already on the line this morning. We'll get to get more information and more clarity on this particular issue. Hello, sir. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Premier. Good morning, listener.
All right, it's a wonderful week. I'm sure there's a lot of activities lined up for you. So we have to, first of all, say thank you for making out time to be with us on the program this morning.
You're welcome.
Straight to the business of the day. I think it's safe if we just start off with how you see the current onslaught by the state government against illegal oil refining activities, and how it's looking at tackling the suit problem. What's your view to it? What do you make of it?
Well, at the risk of repeating myself, it is a fight that should have taken place long time ago. It's better late than never, as I said. And I think it's a good fight, but no attempt to be made to introduce extraneous factors like politics into it. It should just be clear fight. It should just be clear, straight, honest fight. Then everybody will be happy with it. The issue of suit on Port Harcourt has been of concern to everyone. Every damn person is worried. Worried about the effect on us, and even more worried about the effect on the future generation. Mm. We have seen and read about coal cities, coal regions, in some places like in the old Soviet Union, suffering certain things just because some nuclear stations were sited around there. And many didn't suffer immediately. So many suffered much, much later. And we've been afraid of this kind of thing. That even if the effect may not be immediate, our next generation could just pay for it. For something that they didn't have a hand in. And so anybody, any reasonable person should be very happy that finally the state government is doing something about this. And like I said, let's keep it clean. Let's keep it honest.
So looking at the approach by the state government at the moment, would you say that there is any form of political witch hunt that you perceive?
I would be slow to make such accusations. Because if I'm too quick to make such accusations, then I'm bound to be misunderstood. My party is bound to be misunderstood. So we will be slow to that accusation. But the only thing is, there is a particular case of a gentleman who everybody knows to be a clean business person, and he was simply named in one of the local governments. We are saying any such issue should be properly investigated. Everybody else that knows him has said that he is into clean business with one of the opcos. And so the four people are included in it. It should be very clear that it is as a result of diligent investigation and indictment. People should not be hurriedly included for political reasons. The governor may not have a hand in it. Opponents elsewhere might just see it as an opportunity, especially now that the governor wants the local government chairman to identify this. He has thrown this challenge to them, and quite rightly so. But the local government chairman shouldn't see it as an opportunity to get in those they think, are not in their good books.
A statement from your party here in the state with the caption, "Why and how River State Government is behind illegal bunkering and suit in Port Harcourt." You care to elaborate on that and perhaps explain the position of your party and where it was looking at the situation from before it came out with that question and that statement?
For as long as this matter has been on us, in Port Harcourt particularly, we as a party shouted, and it appeared no one was listening. And so we were also doing our own discreet investigation. And one of such investigations led us to the fact that the increased suit is as a result of increased illegal refining activity. And now, what would have been behind the increased illegal refining? It led us to discover that there is a big market created for the end product of illegal refining. And we now said, who are those behind this big market? Who are final consumers of this product, final buyers of this product? That led us to the fact that it is Julius Berga. Because of their increased activities in the state, they need this thing. In fact, there was a typo error in the press release we made. It's about 100,000 liters per day. So that's very huge quantity. That's very huge volume. And so it appeared to be the single biggest volume of an AGO consumed by one consumer or one buyer. And so we now said, how do they get these AGOs they have? Is it the clean AGO or is it the one refined by additional refiners? Our investigations led us to the fact that the bulk of the AGO Julius Berga consumed or uses or buys comes from illegal refiners.
How did you arrive at the statistics? Because you mentioned 100,000.
We arrived at that statistic because we did a discrete check on the cost of what the cost at which they give out their APOs for AGO, and compare that with the going price of AGO from the major importers and stockists, we realize that the stockists we are selling far higher. And so these local suppliers to the Las Vegas were being given at between 220 and 250 naira per liter. And that they got comfort from the illegal refiners who were happy to sell at that price to them.
Right.
And so they were supplying these at that price to Julius Vega, and Julius Vega was happy to be buying.
In that report, in that
didn't make any attempt to know the source of their product. They were offering these APOs at below going price.
In that statement,
that's why they became the major source of major consumer of the profile.
All right. In that statement, if you don't mind me interrupting for a little bit, Mr. Chris Feinberg, in that statement, you mentioned some names as well. You said these individuals anchored the procurement process and then handled the liaison between the River State governor and the Julius Berger company. So these individuals, where are they? How did you arrive at these conclusions?
We named them because If you go through the supply chain process in Julius Berger, they are key players and they are people known to the governor. And so it's easier. We try to do his job for him by giving him names of those to interrogate.
So what are those names?
You know what? Yes?
The names.
We gave the names. We gave out the names. The names are in the press release. You saw it. You read it.
Okay. So, here in your statement, you said in your statement from your party that the roles of Messrs. Jorgen Fischer, I'm not sure if I'm getting that correctly, Raymond Mauricio and Samuel Ungbo, are those the people, am I correct with the names I just mentioned in your statement?
Quite correct. These are people that are known to the governor, so it's easier for him to make his inquiry.
So it brings us to ask the next question, which would be, how long have you been working on this, and how come this is coming at this time, this report is coming at this time, and your party is beginning to put out such kind of statements at this particular time where the government has come out to say it wants to tackle this particular problem of illegal oil refining and soot? Remember that when the governor had even said some time ago that there's almost nothing that he can do as a state government, we didn't really see your party come out in the fashion that it is coming out now, releasing statements and, putting out this sort of information. So why has your party been quiet and all of a sudden coming out now with this much vigor at this time? Is there an explanation for it?
Well, you could put it to sheer coincidence. But what I know is that we reactivated to begin to dig in when it looked like everybody had thrown up their arms into the air and didn't want to do anything. So we started doing our work. You could say it's sheer coincidence, but that is what it is.
Coincidence?
If you like.
No, I want to get it from you because before now, we didn't get this report. We don't know how long you've been working on it. Maybe would have expected. I mean, how many flyovers have been completed? And all of those while this report didn't come out, and then it's coming out at this time. Is it that it is coming out to make to aid the government achieve its task of, you know, tackling this problem? Or perhaps there may be other reasons why it's coming out now?
Even without saying it, you will know that it's to aid the government. To aid the government because life in Port Harcourt matter, and it's not about APC or PDP. So anybody that could help the government, whenever you see that the government shows some level of honesty in what it's doing or it intends to do, then you have to do your best to contribute. And so that is it. Every life in Port Harcourt matters.
Mm. So what other steps then should you, are you looking at taking to assist the government? Are there more people that you'd identify, or you're leaving it at just this one that came out in your report? Because, I mean...
No, our report also shows that even filling station owners patronized this coal fire thing.
Which of the filling station owners did you investigate?
They patronized this coal fire thing because they buy at cheaper price and make bigger profit instead of buying from the major importers and stockists and depot owners. They buy, even sometimes when they buy from the major depot owners, they mix it up with the coal fire thing.
Which of the filling station's owners did you investigate to come up to arrive at this conclusion? Your party?
We would not want to go into such details for now.
So people would know where they are purchasing their petrol from, because, I mean, if we purchase those things from those filling stations, then we are somehow involved in the process as well and contributing to the problem the government is trying to solve. So if your party has gone on an investigation and you have discovered that some petrol station owners and petrol stations are purchasing these products, don't you think it would be of good service to the government and the people of River State to mention those people so they can sweep into action and investigate and perhaps take possible necessary actions?
Well, it's very difficult to say filling station A does it and B doesn't.
But you say you investigated and you got some of them also in your report.
Filling stations are involved. They are really involved in this business. But we can't, we didn't stretch ourselves to the point of identifying particular filling stations.
So in other words, you just took a random sample and just concluded that these filling stations are involved?
You might say.
Well, we want you to say for us, because we're looking at some of the things you cited in that statement, and that's why we want you to speak on it for us.
If you also look at the press release, we didn't want to bother going to the issue of filling stations. We simply directed the one of government to government so that they can at least deal with that one. If they take away that huge consumption volume that comes from our market, that comes from GoFire, then it would have solved the problem.
So, in other words, you are saying that the companies that you've accused, they've only been in the state for how long now with the construction work that they are currently undertaking? And we've had the coal fire situation in the state for a long time, like you have said. What was the reason for not hearing from your party as at the time when the government had said it wasn't possible for it to handle the situation at its own state level?
You probably should have asked me when did we start and close the investigation.
So perhaps you would bring that to light and let us know about it.
Sorry, it depends on when we started. I don't think it was from day one we started our investigation. Mm. Our investigation was as a result of the seeming inaction by the government. Everybody has been to. In fact, at some point, everybody was blaming different things for the soup in Port Harcourt. It was not until recently that everybody now agreed that it was as a result of soup. Some people pointed to the chemical industry here. Some pointed to several things. Some pointed to burning of tires. Some pointed to that. As of today, I think we all agree that the soot is as a result of illegal refining.
Okay. All right, Chris Finebone, we'll go on a short commercial. When we return, we'll just get on the concluding parts of this conversation. You may be aware of a report, a black suit report, a study that was carried out by River State Government in 2019, April. Many have said that looking at that report, some activities or actions that the government is taking at the moment is part of the recommendations that came out of that report. I don't know if you have an idea about that document.
No, not quite.
Okay. Well, we'll be looking at the approach of the government in details and get your opinion and your party's position on the fact that traditional rulers and local government chairmen are also saddled with a huge part of the responsibility in tackling these problems. We'll be right back shortly after now. Just stay on the line. All right, 26 minutes past 8. Still the Morning Crossfire on Nigeria Info. We'll go on a short break, but you can send in your thoughts and views via WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. Also on Facebook, you can join the conversation, Nigeria Info PH. When we return after this break, we'll take your comments and yeah, what you have to say. My name is Ifeanyi Andrew. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, 29 minutes past 8. My name is Ifeanyi Andrew. We're still very much here and the conversation is getting even more interesting by the hour. My guest is the spokesperson of the APC in Rivers State, Chris Finebone, and we've been looking at the fight against illegal oil refining activities in Rivers State, the government's approach towards it and analyzing it, and also some comments that have been put out by the APC in the state and some accusations that have been made. On social media, join us on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. Let us hear from you what you have to say. The fight against illegal oil refining activities in Rivers State, political witch hunt or fight against crime? I'd like to know what your views are. Let's get back to my guests. Hello, Mr. Finebone. Thank you very much for your patience and staying on the line.
You're welcome.
All right. So quickly, we'll just wrap things up now. As it stands at the moment, what would be your perspective to this? Some of the recommendations that were made in that 2019 report I was speaking about before the break was for local governments to be involved, to be saddled with that responsibility of, you know, identifying these places to ensure that proper actions are taken by the government. But when you look at it, how much do you think local government chairmen, traditional rulers, how much role do you think they can play for in tackling this problem of illegal oil refining?
Yeah, they can do so much. You know that there is no vacuum. Every part of this state belongs to a local government. And every local government has its executive and even its legislature. And so there is no ungoverned space. And because there is no ungoverned space, those who are in charge, no matter how high, no matter how low, should do their bit. This is exactly what we are talking about, insecurity in other parts of the country. People should take up the responsibility of ensuring that no space is left ungoverned. Why do you have a lot of those things going on in the forest? Because those forests are ungoverned. And so, back here in River State, I don't think we have such rest of territory that are ungoverned. Probably some creeks may be ungoverned because the government may not spray the tentacles to cover those creeks. And of course, we know what happened in those creeks. But beyond that, every state should not be left ungoverned. And therefore, it is proper for the local government, for the traditional institutions, with the backing of government anyway, to be empowered, enabled to play their role with that. Because every community knows its people. Every community can attest to the behavior of its people. And so people are, it's easier for community leaders to get information about the activities of people within their domain. And so to that extent, they can contribute to this. And so it's proper to engage them. You could see that even if the governor went on a visit here and there, when he sat back, of course we took it out on him. You have to go to everywhere, but he has, resorted to a better way of doing it, a structured way, by saying, let the local government chairman take care of their spaces. And that is how we think it's okay. But whenever we see the process is being skewed for other purposes, we will shout, definitely. But we think the traditional institutions and the local government authorities have a lot to do in this.
Okay. All right. We'll just have to say thank you at this point. And we know you have a very busy day ahead, so you can continue with other activities. But thank you very much for making our time to be with us.
You are welcome, Ifinia. You are welcome, listeners.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day. That's right there, the spokesperson of the APC in River State, Chris Feinbode. There's always a lot to say and lots more of questions to ask, but time is always not on our side, and we have to make do with the little time that we have left. Before we open the phone lines, I think that there were some things that also came up, the recommendations that have been implemented and questions that people have asked with regards to the implementation of those recommendations. There were many other recommendations that were made, aside just having the local government chairman get involved in tackling the problem. Alternative source of livelihood was something that was also stated in that document. So the federal and state governments should provide alternative sources of livelihood for the illegal refiners. Tapping such choices are agricultural ventures that will not only keep them busy, but provide self-dignity and economic resources for them. And also another recommendation, which is the one the government is really looking at now, local government chairmen should be directed to achieve clean air in their domain, and trophies awarded to the cleanest local government areas. Okay, this is also another thing that can be done. And then further studies should also be carried out was one recommendation that was also made. They even went as far as saying that government should ensure that it regulates activities of these companies in the state. The emission rates, emission levels of these certain elements into the atmosphere should also be properly looked at. The way we dump waste, petrochemical industries, all of these people should be monitored and regulated properly by the government. So many people are asking, are we going to see these other parts of that recommendation being implemented? That's a big question that stands. And only time will tell if we're going to get any answers towards that direction. In the meantime, we'll go to the phone line so we can get your thoughts. Remember, on Twitter, we are live as well. You can follow us on Twitter and join the conversation, Nigeria Info PH on Twitter. All right, call us now on 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers for you to call this morning. Hello, Nigeria Info, good morning. All right, sadly we lost that call. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning, see me, Andrew.
All right, good morning to you, go ahead.
Yeah, happy new week. My name is G.I.S. I am calling you from Port Harcourt.
All right, 1 minute. Go on.
In fact, Andrew, the problem some of us are having is this. It is not that we are not in support of this whole thing. Because when it comes to breathing, we breathe in River State. When it comes to air, we partake in that aspect of breathing and anything inhaling. But our own problem here is this. You know that the state government has always been crying and shouting, even in this present suit, that the federal government has refused to do anything because the federal government is to be blamed first because it...
Hello.
What we are saying here is this. We have, when it comes to Bonkri, we have a particular place where this thing has started, which is Okrika. That is what we are talking about. Please, let the governor see, deem it fit to go to Okrika first and start from there because that is where the headquarter is. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. I think, and then we have to clarify that you cannot say that bunkering activity started there. We have no document to prove that. And you cannot say it's also the headquarters. We have no document or data to prove that as well. So let's just ensure that we're mindful of the kind of words we use when we're making our opinions heard. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning. I'm Samuel from Port
Harcourt. Go on, Samuel.
I listened to your guest, and I think his allegation is just baseless. For the fact that he said that the illegal activities is caused by the suit is caused by the construction company Haba. I mean, let's be constructive in our criticism now. This thing has been happening before the illegal activity has been happening before the even emergence or the coming of Julius Berger to River State. So why would anybody blame a construction company for that?
Well, he didn't say the construction company was the one refining the product, but he was only alluding to the fact that, according to their statement, that this particular construction company patronizes those people who, are involved in this activity. And because they've created a very huge market, it is encouraging more people to get into that illegal act. And that's what his statement was trying to say.
Hello, I can barely hear you.
I said he didn't say for fact that the construction company in question was involved in illegal oil refining activity. He only said that the activities of the company has created a market, and because the company is patronizing this, in quote, illegal oil refiners, it has led to an increase in the production of the product illegally. That is what he was saying, according to the party statement.
No. Even outside that, we know that even there are trucks from the north always coming to collect these products. So why will anybody blame the construction company?
Okay.
So we should be constructive.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Where are you calling from, please?
California. Good morning.
All right, go ahead.
Good morning, St. John. When some of our brothers who speak in the River State comes and starts bringing some necessary allegations that are not such things, it disturbs me so much. If the APC government knew during the period post fire was there, because it was not that alarming like this now. Now that somebody has come to fight over the thing and they are not giving him the support, whatever the government wants in River State, they don't support him. Why are we like this? They see everything as politics. This thing's water is politics. If you go anywhere, you tell somebody good morning, politics. That is what APC is not all about. If they are frustrated, they don't know what to do, they should allow the government to do and go away. Because it doesn't make cold water in any aspect at all. Him, his own brother, his poor father is selling. Don't you know that? Him himself, his poor brother has a collection. He's selling his friends. I have a collection. They are buying poor fire, that's what they're selling. So is that they weren't even encouraging the thing? Those who are the receiver of the product. And they're coming down accusing God and telling them, I don't want to support the man. And they don't sit down and beg.
All right, okay. Thank you very much for your thoughts. Remember, you could be part of the conversation on WhatsApp. We'll be taking some of those comments on WhatsApp in the next couple of minutes. Let's take two more calls first. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning, the very distinguished Ifeanyi Adjei this morning.
Very fine, thank you. You could go on.
Happy New Week to you, sir.
Happy New Week to you, my friend.
I remain temporary. Okay.
Go ahead.
If Mr. Chris Feinbaum will tell me that because of the construction companies are patronizing this guy. If I may bring to your attention also, even he himself, if at all he's running any generator, what is he using to, play his generator? Is it not this diesel? Yeah, they're getting the diesel product. Are you hearing me?
Go ahead.
The diesel product is using. Yeah, they're getting it. So which means he's also part of the menace we are, that is ravaging the state. Because so far his generator is using the low fire code, not the fear is also going to the air. The smoke is also going to the air. But I wanted to ask him a question. Which he mentioned that we are running, thank God we have been pushing the government for the past 6-7 years now. If FPC-led federal government on their own hand, we have the Muhammad Buhari sitting at the center. If they complemented this effort by flooding the market, we will not stop it, by flooding the market with the original product. My brother, the women who are involved in selling this kerosene to the retailers, those who the final consumers, will not go sorting those bunkering sites or illegal refining sites. They should flood the product to the free stations so that it can be acceptable to the people. I think that will be the final fight. In as much as the governor is doing his own part in making sure that the illegal refining sites are being clamped down. And those of them who go to the oil site, the top of the pipeline, so that the raw product, which is the crude, are also clamped down. The federal government should also complement that effort. Because if the product is made available to the people, my brother, the people that are even buying it, even those that are using in their house, know the risk involved. They know the risk implication. They will not go sorting the fake when they see the original available to add their disposal. It's as simple as ABCD. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for that contribution there. Hello, Nigerian. For good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, go ahead. Good morning.
Yes, I'm Uchi Chima. I'm calling you from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
Andrew, I think these followers of political party, they have started. Now, this is how they fight against corruption play in federal. When people are being prosecuted for offense that you have committed, after you have passed through office and you are called to give account, and some people will say, oh, is it the first person that have done it? Why do I want to prosecute? Look, Andrew, either it's Winston or whatever, please, let these people be investigated. I don't care. You understand? People are suffering and people are breathing. And the quality of river is cutting half. And somebody will tell me that it's Winston. So these people should give themselves to the police. Let them investigate these people. If they have a hand on what is going on, they should be prosecuted. If they are free, they should go. Nobody should cut. They'll tell me that this is a witch hunt. It is not any witch hunt. I'm not saying this as a witch hunt. Because I believe a particular chief that name was mentioned was still in PDP. You understand? I'm quoting the words of chairman of the Equatorial government. You understand? That one of the chiefs that was mentioned is a leader in the world, in PDP. So when somebody will tell me that this is a witch hunt, I'm not seeing this as a witch hunt. So long as I'm concerned, the people that have been mentioned, they should go and give consent to the police, let them be investigated, and if they're found guilty, they should be brought to book. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Many people also still raising questions with regards to why we haven't gotten, comments or people from certain other local government areas, like Kirka local government and some other local governments, other parts of the state. Why hasn't the government gone into those areas? Those are questions that are being asked. But if you remember what was said by the government in that broadcast, he said that those details will be, those names from those areas and other local government areas in the state would also be made public if those people who are in those areas refuse to, go for questioning. Yes, if they don't report themselves to the police for questioning. So I think what we have to do would be time, wait and see what happens, because I'm seeing lots of messages and everybody's saying, oh, Akrika local government, oh, and that and that. What is happening? Well, that's what we have to wait. Time. That's what we need to figure out what the government would do around those areas. But they have said in the broadcast that we're looking at it and we're definitely going to clamp down on everyone. On WhatsApp, some of your messages. Good morning, Andrew. As I speak, I cannot breathe. This morning, the air is so polluted. I'm choking. Despite this fire, please check the air quality index for today. It's interesting. We'll do that. My office is at Lemme Junction area. My daughter is already having breathing difficulties. Today is the worst since the new year. Charity from Rumukrushi sent in this one. Oh, my goodness. Sorry about that. I think she should put on a nose mask or something just to reduce the impact. Andrew, if you need a photo, I'll send to you, but I want you to do your diligence. Go to the area you see by yourself. Akrika and Ogoni areas at the epic center of illegal refining. Until the governor goes to those areas, whatever he's doing now is a joke and just witch hunt. Joe sent in that one. Good morning, Mr. Andrew. Illegal refineries, refining, also known as small fire, very harmful. Illegal refiners have killed and frustrated so many lives. Let us desist from it. Federal, state government, and security agents should swing into action and stop the illegal refining. Illegal refineries caused the scarcity of some important seafood, or Wanatea, Clinton West. And that's one thing that just occurred to me. I was beating myself for it. Chris Feinberg would have told us what the APC-led federal government is doing, and perhaps why we haven't gotten licenses for modular refineries sorted out as one way to tackle this problem. Hopefully, we get him to tell us some of that so you hear it on the news later on in the day. My brother, it bothers me when people try to pretend over obvious truth staring us in the face. I still can't understand why Akrika and Ogoni axis of the state will be ignored while the state government continue chasing shadows. The move by Governor Yusuf Wike to eliminate oil theft and legal refining will yield so much positive results only if it will not be politicized by those on both political divides. Tony Anthony Odum from Orogbum. Well, I think the governor has said that local government chairman will get $2 million each for identifying the site. So those of us who are talking about the Okrika and other Ogoni areas, well, the local government chairman of those areas, if indeed there are any sort of illegal oil refining sites in those areas, they should identify, and they would identify and report to the governor. At least, if not for anything, you get $2 million for any sites that you locate. So let's see how that goes. Good morning, Andrew. For me, the governor can only win this war against illegal oil bunkering if he's honest and not play politics with it, because everyone knows that the governor always plays politics with everything he does. Abdul Ganiyu in Elelewon sent in that message. This one says, Mr. Andrew, good morning. Please. Okay. Somebody says, please, the illegal refined kerosene is sold at 130 naira per liter. That's what I bought 2 days back. So it's not 300 naira as the news earlier had said. Okay, you bought at 130. Okay, well, that wasn't what was said by those other people who patronized them as well. So you see, when people don't have an alternative, this is what happens. Andrew, we are not concerned whether it's political or not. All we want is an end to the suit and illegal oil bunkering, which is gradually killing us. Comrade Papi from Port Harcourt sent in that message. On Facebook, stick some of your comments as quickly as possible as we begin to wrap things up this morning. All right, so on Facebook, some comments here. Dinkba Shilo Okukwe says, illegally refined petroleum products should not be destroyed by government agencies when they apprehend those involved. They should prosecute those involved and also make modular refineries available where the products can be made. This will cushion the effect of the unavailability caused by lack of the products. Don Dignity says, Asukwa Savior, if the government are ready to bring the price of kerosene and others down to the nearest minimum, then bunkering would stop. Azibaloa Gabriel says, Chris Feinborn, leave our governor to do his work. Why must you people politicize everything? Okay. Yeah, that's it for Facebook. That's the much we can take. We do not have a lot of time. On Twitter, we're also live, Nigeria Info PH. And your comments are welcome this morning. On Twitter, Tony Anthony Odum says, Rivers people must commend and support the government and those in opposition over the fight on oil theft and illegal refining across the state. At this point, political affiliation is immaterial. That's what he's saying. At Miki Chima says, the earlier we stop the suit and all its benefits the earlier we stop the suit and all its benefits, the faster we heal and move to a better future. There is no need to work and settle health issues. Instead, we should manage the little we earn and enjoy life in good health. Opekizi Charles Wan says, fight against oil bunkers is not a witch hunt. The suit is killing us gradually. If we don't come together to fight against it now, when is the right time then? Is it when it kills us all? We'll take one more call, and then that's it for today. Morning Crossfire. Hello, good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning, Chairman. Hello, Andrew. Good morning.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, Honorable Dad from Nkoro.
You're welcome.
My brother, show what the governor is doing in River State, tackling food problem. Now, today, everything, if you come at early morning, you will see these black suits again. So I don't know what Chris Feinborn is saying. It's from my community. You should leave the governor alone to do his work. Who are APC members? Who are PDP members? They don't have APC in their face. Governor has seen these people that they are doing good, they are destroying the state. So he's going after them. He will mention other people's name. He should allow the governor to do his work. Thank you very much. God bless you.
All right.
I don't know from Nkoro. Good morning.
Thank you very much and good morning. So here is a statement from the spokesperson of the APC, Chris Feinborn, with regards to the federal government's efforts by its party in engaging the federal government. He says, and I'm reading directly from what he says, I'm not aware of such steps by the federal government, but I must quickly state that such synergies are initiated by the sub-national units, which is the states in this case. The case of River State is made worse by not having a sitting commissioner for environment. A commissioner will normally raise such issues at the State Executive Council meeting, initiate contacts with Federal Ministry of Environment, etc. That is what he is saying about it. Well, what's your opinion about it? The federal government, of course, many would say, have a huge role to play in all of this. Modular refineries have been suggested to be one way we can tackle this. Making products readily available is one way this can be brought down to the barest minimum. The only thing we can do now is cross our fingers and hope and wait, then see whether or not government at all levels will come together, work together, and ensure that we bring the soot problem in River State to an end and tackle illegal oil bunkering once and for all. Also from that recommendation, there was the talk about alternative source of livelihood. So if we're taking people away from illegal oil refining, whether or not it's a good thing, we also know that we have to make provisions for what people can move into so they don't fall back to that illegal act. On that note, I wrap things up on the Morning Crossfire today. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew on Twitter, Ifeyemi Andrew on Facebook, Ifeyemi Andrew Official, on Instagram, Ifeyemi Andrew Official, and on YouTube, Ifeyemi Andrew Official. Thank you very much. Enjoy your day.